Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, March the 28th, 2011. Wow, can you believe it's almost April? The first 3 months of this year are about over. You know, the recent article in the Pep Letter last week was titled, "Does God Want You to Suffer?" And I thought this is really an important topic, so I wanted to share some about that on this podcast with you. You know, there are times when religion can be real mysterious and illogical. But what I shared in the article, I thought, was very logical. But people who buy into the mysterious and illogical might not like what I said in the article or what I'm about to say here in this podcast. You know, many years ago when I sat through a Bible class, I was almost shocked to see how logical the Bible really was. I had grown up in one of the major denominational churches. In fact, I attended 3 years of seminary. And my whole life up until that point of taking that Bible class, I had heard over and over, and maybe you have too, that there were plenty of things that I just needed to take on faith. And of course, added to that were a number of doctrines, beliefs, things that you were supposed to believe, that were described as a mystery and no one could explain it. And so putting all of that and more together, I arrived at the position in my life that God was just simply mysterious, very hard to understand, and very illogical. Now, I'm aware that the Bible says the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. I know there's no way we're going to understand everything, but the Bible also says that the things that God has revealed are ours to learn, to know, and to understand. So there I was 36 years ago, sitting in a Bible class, hearing things that, to me, were very, very logical. I think the main reason that it was so logical to me was the fact that we looked only at what the Scriptures had to say and not what people said about the Scriptures. You know, getting a true understanding of what the Scriptures say always makes sense. Now, on a regular basis, I have the privilege to share with people the logic of the Scriptures. But you know something? It's so much bigger than just logic. Really, it is. The mystery and the confusion and illogical arguments and assumptions of some can paint a very wrong picture about our God. There are plenty of people who are deeply religious, very sincere, but they believe that God wants people to suffer. Now, they have a number of reasons why. You know, God is punishing you. God is trying your faith. They talk about things like God wants to teach you something. But you know something? Those reasons and others are neither biblical nor logical, are they? Now, I know you can read about God's punishment in the Old Testament for those who wanted to harm his people, but he protected his people when they chose to believe him. Just like as a dad, I would protect my family. You would too if you were a dad, right? There are other times you can read in the Bible where God's people suffered because they walked away from the one true God and instead worshiped idols. You know, that would be like somebody going and playing marbles in the freeway. I mean, you're going to get hurt. But you see, they chose to walk away from God's protection. Now, I know there are other things to consider, and perhaps at a future date we can look at those, but we're not living in the Old Testament times. We're living in a day and time where Jesus Christ has come and redeemed mankind. So, here's the question. Does God want you to suffer? You know, the best and simplest answer to that question can be found really in two verses in the Bible. There are, of course, many other verses, but these two answer the question most clearly and most logically. First of all, there's a verse in the book of Acts in chapter 10 that says that Jesus Christ went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, if you're familiar with the Gospels at all, they record Jesus healing many people. And according to this verse in the book of Acts, those people were oppressed by the devil. Now, that's pretty plain, easy to understand, right? Now, in the Gospel of John, Jesus himself said that he didn't come to do his own will, but he came to do the will of him that sent me. In other words, Jesus always did the will of his Father. Then, logically, the Father's will was healing those who were oppressed by the devil, right? Makes sense. It's so logical. Sometimes I get frustrated, sometimes I get sick and tired and irritated when I hear people blaming God for this and blaming God for that. I mean, for some people, it's as if God has nothing better to do than go around causing people trouble, sickness, and misery. That is certainly not the God of the Bible, but it is, in many cases, the God of illogical religion. You see, the Bible's very clear that Jesus healed people who were oppressed by the devil. Does God bring and cause sickness? Well, not unless you want to call him the devil. Ooh. You know, if it were God's will for people to suffer, then why did Jesus go around and undo his Father's will by bringing healing and deliverance? And yet the Bible says that he always did his Father's will. You can't find a single passage in the Bible of Jesus giving someone a sickness or a disease or poverty or anything negative like that, can you? Of course not. You know, as I said in the article, it would almost be laughable if it weren't so very serious. Because you see, many people don't receive deliverance from God because they've been wrongly taught that God wants them to suffer for some reason or another, that God gave them the trouble, the sickness, or the disease. The truth is, God does not want people to suffer. And you know, when you think about it, boy, how hard it must be for those who think that God has given them the trouble, the sickness, the disease, and that he wants them to suffer, how hard it must be to pray and ask for his help. You know, about the only thing I can think of to ask would be, gee, how long, Lord? How long do you want me to suffer? You see, if they knew the truth of the scriptures, they could pray, ask, and then expect his deliverance. The God of the Bible is neither mysterious nor illogical. His Son, Jesus Christ, did his Father's will and brought people deliverance. The will of God for our lives, in every category, is deliverance. Well, that's it for this podcast. You have an opinion? Comment? If you do, type it in down below. We'd like to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to come back and see if I posted something new, because as a subscriber, and it's free to subscribe, you'll get notified personally every time I do post something new. And for those who do decide to subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I'll give you a free lifetime subscription to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.